Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltik, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 30. I'm going to launch straight into the feedback for this episode, which is always my favorite part of it. You may remember that in the last episode, I explored the idea of meditating under the stars with the sentience of the night, and I shared with you quite a few beautiful extracts from the recordings I made with my temple group. And I got a lot of feedback, but I'm going to share this one in particular. And it's from Karen Henry. And she says, I tremendously enjoyed the White Star Temple podcast 29. The excerpts from the night meditations with your group were wonderful. I have such similar experiences under the stars and with the trees at night, and never had anyone to share this with. Thank you for all that you do and share with the world. So after receiving that feedback, I asked Karen if she would in fact share her experiences, and she did so. So I'm going to share it with you. She also kindly sent me a photograph of her backyard, and I must say it looks quite magical. Anyway, this is her experience. I live in a jungle-type woods with big oak trees that have a powerful energy. At night, they have the most joyful exhale into the atmosphere. I have a little platform on my roof to see stars in the opening of the canopy. At times when I meditate, lights will move in the treetops, and I feel it is responding to my energy. I feel the night very aware of my presence, in the pure restfulness of the night. It draws me into its oneness and lifts me towards the stars. Well, thank you, Karen. I really love that you connected to what I had to share. It sounds terrific. Well, if you'd like to share with me your thoughts and insights, please do get in touch. You can email me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled Melchizedek. So moving on to more of the Master's wisdom. And I thought from time to time I'd choose an extract from the Ascended Masters, perhaps not as involved as last time, but a short extract to share in some of my episodes. And for those of you who connect with me on Facebook, you would already know that I often post beautiful wisdom from the Ascended Masters there. And I couple it with mandalas and other graphics that I create. So I've got lots and lots of extracts to draw from. And for this episode, I'm sharing a quotation from the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaten. And I've shared quite a bit from him over the last several episodes. So here we go. He says, in many ways, we may say that an old soul is better named a deep soul. Those who have dived inward more completely. And the number of incarnations count not. So then, pay no heed to the idea of old or young souls, but rather instead those who understand themselves, who perceive the truth of themselves. I'd like to bring to you my own thoughts on that particular quotation, because I feel as though it is actually a really powerful one. And most of us have heard of the idea of old and young souls. It's often used. And some people love to tell you how many lifetimes they've experienced, how many incarnations they've had, and can be really precise. In the scheme of things, measurement is completely irrelevant. And the masters say this from time to time, that there's absolutely no measurement in spirit. So the idea of how many incarnations any of us have experienced is completely irrelevant. And one of the reasons why, in particular, is because we know that time is concurrent. It's not linear. So that all of our lifetimes that our soul chooses to experience are actually being lived all at once. Because time is, in fact, an illusion. This we know. So our soul, of which we are the human aspect, is experiencing all incarnations at the same time, which is why the masters say, if you change your consciousness in one lifetime, such as this present lifetime, you change all lifetimes because they're all in the present moment. And the one thing that every incarnation has in common is your consciousness. So you change your consciousness now, and the lifetimes you're living in other timelines begin to shift as well. So therefore, old souls or young souls doesn't matter. So I like Akhenaten's viewpoint where he says, let's focus instead on the idea of a deep soul. And he defines a deep soul as someone who has dived inward more completely. And then later on he says, those who understand themselves, who perceive the truth of themselves. That is a lovely distinction. So what seems to matter in this context is how much you know yourself, your self-revealing, your self-understanding, and not necessarily the personality, because we know the personality or the persona of our human selves changes from one lifetime to the next. So diving inward more completely is about going beyond the surface of our personality and personas. Masters have always said too that a journey in time, which is a lifetime, so a lifetime is simply a journey in time, is about self-revealing. And we know this to be true. We have an adage that, you know, we're older and wiser as the years pass. So as we journey through our incarnation, we do learn more about ourselves as we go along. It is a self-revealing. And the main thing that we reveal to ourselves as we travel through time is, of course, the love that is ours, the love that we are. And how we love ourselves, foremost, because how we love ourselves informs how we love everything else and everyone else. So self-love, and then the love that we are, which is innate within our spirit. So that's a great quotation from Akhenaten, and I'd love to hear your interpretation if you wish to share that with me. So let's move on to a free channeled meditation from within the White Star Temple. My aim is to keep this particular episode relatively short. And as I was reviewing the previous episodes I've done over the last year, I realized it has actually been a whole year since we've heard from Mother Mary. So this time around, I'm including quite a beautiful meditation from her. And in it, she touches upon a number of things. It's quite experiential and is always the case with Mary. Is quite intimate. She always likes to draw us into her embrace, into her energies of the mother, of the love, of the compassion. But we know that she has incarnated on the earth, and of course there is that particular lifetime with Jesus that she's known for and named after. But in her own right, she is a splendid ascended being. But she has had other lifetimes in body, though she doesn't speak of it often. And in this particular recording, she invites us to feel her in human form, to be with her in the landscape, and to begin to imagine or even remember a time that was spent with her. And she talks about coordinates within time, but there are also coordinates within spirit. And these coordinates are accessed through one thing, and that is feeling. We have emotions here in a physical dimension as human beings. And we recognize each other through our love, our unique signature of love within us that is divinely given. So in this particular meditation, Mary invites us to feel her. And in that way, we find her. And we find her in space and time in this way. For every instance of joy, every instance of love, every instance of everything that we can imagine that is uplifting and positive creates a coordinate within space and time that crosses all timelines. So that to return to a particular time is simply a matter of coming into the feeling of a positive emotion that occurred at that time. Masters also speak of the idea of imprints, and Mary does in this particular meditation too. And an imprint is similar to a coordinate in spirit, but is specific to a physical dimension. And we know that the underlying aspect of a physical dimension or the mechanism of a physical dimension is energy, is light. And light is the perceivable form of love. And time is the backbone of a physical dimension because it gives us the illusion of a linear existence. An imprint then, as the masters describe, is basically, I guess, a pattern held in time in our physical dimension. The experiences, the essence of the lifetimes we have lived, not the negativity, not anything that is less than love and joy and beauty, because these are the imprints we create. So the masters sometimes incarnate into human form and sometimes incarnate into forms not human, but still of our world, such as the natural world. But when they do not wish to come into body and the process that entails, they can still interface with our particular dimension and our world through the imprints they've left in time. And that's another way in which we can have a really tangible experience of the ascended masters. We have a capacity, I guess, to connect with their imprints because we exist in time now. And when they come into their imprint, it's a more immediate experience of them, even though they're not in body. It's a link, a human link, or an earthly link between ourselves and them. Well, I've probably gone on too long. I hope you enjoy the meditation from Mary. It's only about 23 minutes long or so. And as always, I encourage you to come into your meditative state of being, to listen to this recording, and in that way you'll experience the energies more fully. And if you wish to experience more of my meditations and the wisdom from the Ascended Masters and Archangels, please journey to my website, whitestartemple.com. Well, until next time, take care. All the best. Bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your Mother Mary, who once more comes amongst you. You elevate your perceptions and find your place amongst the many. This is immediate. And all sense of containment is cast off. You feel this, you sense it. And the breath deepens. And you begin to fill up. Your expansion is also immediate. The feeling comes upon you. A return to joyousness. And your sense of rightness forms within you. So that in a heartbeat, you are now in perfect equilibrium. And we breathe in unison. And we breathe with the many. And there is silence between you. For no communication is necessary between you and the many in this moment. There is simply an awareness. As every soul and every sentience is felt all at once in this moment. There is not the detail of it, but rather a sense of the wholeness of it. You sense them all at once. As the one energy, the one heartbeat. You are deepening. Your communion with the higher dimensions is even now beyond effortless. Do you see? Come into the feeling. It is integral that you feel, for that is the way. There is no thinking to be done, only awareness. So as you come into this equilibrium, aware of the background sentience of all, then this is the point at which you become alert. Do you see? where you become aware, but without thought. It is not required that you think of things. They simply come into your awareness. And that is an important distinction. So then we take a moment to be fully aware. Now you feel it. The joy percolates to your awareness. And so then this moment becomes absolutely beautiful for you. That is your experience of it. And the moment is beautiful precisely because it is not constructed. There are no parameters, no focus for this beauty. You simply feel the beauty of the moment. It is to feel the spirit of self in all things. It is to feel the beauty of sentience from everywhere. For it is the fragrance of creation. For you understand divinity can create no less. Thought and intention. Wonderful attributes of the human dimension. Wonderful indeed. Within spirit, this is supplanted by awareness, the unthinking awareness. And when thought is required, it comes in the form of inspiration. And inspiration is the domain of the many. We do not concern ourselves with whom and where the inspiration comes. We simply understand we are not separate and welcome all that arrives within our awareness. Deepen the breath. I am with you. There is a binding between us. It's as if I reach out to touch. And the eons pass by in our memory. Where we lay beauty before us within the human dimension. And we brought it into words and gestures. And the song of the land. This flows between us without thought. The feeling, the impressions. How we once loved and lived. And the feeling of time. The distinct feeling of time. We sense the coordinates we created within this time. Moments of love, moments of sacrifice, moments of absolute joy. To move through time is to feel. It is to feel these coordinates. I come as one ascended, but in this moment, feel my humanity. It never departs, do you see? And you understand we have named this an imprint. But an imprint is simply a feeling in time. Join me. Join me in our togetherness in time. Return to the feeling. Reach out to touch you. And this becomes actual in memory. Sand beneath our feet, and it holds the cool of night air. And the heavens were upon us. And we were enchanted. Sacredness was very real. It was tangible. Within the feeling of this time, when you come under your heavens, we shall join each other in time. We shall gain a sense of each other. The stars above facilitate this. for there are imprints everywhere. And you may well be surprised by those who might join us. For you, it may seem as an imagining. And that is valid. For existence is such. But it is through the feeling, and feeling within time, we reconnect.